Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 3.2, Aggregating Data. This lesson is part of Module 3, Core Skills Data Analysis Techniques in the Data Analytics for Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore key techniques for aggregating data, including using functions like count, sum, and AVG, grouping data with group by, and summarizing data insights effectively. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to perform data aggregation to summarize and analyze datasets, enhancing your ability to derive meaningful insights from data. Main content: using count, sum, AVG functions. Data aggregation is a powerful technique that allows us to summarize large datasets. In this section, we will discuss three essential functions: count, sum, and AVG. Count. This function is used to count the number of rows in a dataset that satisfy a certain condition. For instance, if you have a dataset of customer orders, and you want to find out how many orders were placed, you can use the count function. The syntax for count is as follows. This command will return the total number of orders in the dataset. Sum. This function calculates the total of a numeric column. If you want to find out the total sales amount from all orders, you can use the sum function. Here's the syntax. This command will give you the total value of all orders placed. AVG. The AVG function computes the average value of a numeric column. If you want to determine the average order value you would use, this will provide you with the average sales amount per order. Using these functions will help you start summarizing your data efficiently, allowing you to obtain insights quickly. Grouping data with group by. Once you are familiar with using count, sum, and AVG, the next step is to group your data. The group by clause is used in conjunction with these aggregation functions to organize data into subsets based on one or more columns. For example, if you wanted to analyze the total sales by different product categories, you would use group by like this. This query will return the total sales for each category, allowing you to see which categories are performing well or underperforming. Grouping data helps in breaking down complex datasets into more manageable parts, making it easier to identify trends and derive insights. Additionally, you can combine multiple columns in your group by clause. For instance, if you want to see sales by both product category and region, your query might look like this. This will provide a more detailed view of your sales data. Summarizing data insights. After aggregating and grouping your data, the final step is to summarize the insights you have gathered. This process involves interpreting the data you have aggregated and making decisions based on the findings. For instance, if your aggregation reveals that the electronics category has significantly higher sales compared to furniture, you might consider focusing your marketing efforts more heavily on electronics. Summarizing insights can include creating reports or visualizations that clearly articulate these findings. To illustrate, let's say you have grouped your sales data by month. You notice that sales spiked in December. You can summarize this insight by stating that December's sales were 30% higher than the average from other months. Such insights will guide your future business strategies. Moreover, you can create charts or graphs based on your aggregated data to visually present your findings. For example, a bar chart can effectively show sales by category, allowing stakeholders to quickly grasp performance trends. Conclusion. In this lesson, we covered essential techniques for aggregating data using count, sum, and AVG functions, grouping data with group by, and summarizing data insights. Mastering these skills will significantly enhance your ability to analyze and interpret data, empowering you to make informed business decisions based on your findings. As you move forward, these techniques will be fundamental in your data analytics toolkit. Reflection questions: how can you utilize the count function to gain insights into customer behavior in your datasets? In what scenarios would you apply the sum function to analyze your business performance? Reflect on a recent project. How might grouping data with group by have changed your analysis process?